a mixologist for hot chocolate? Yes, there is such a thing, and you can enjoy his work right here in this area. And a pastry chef and his team are whipping up special hot chocolate for you, too. Here to talk about this focus on hot chocolate is Nikki Nellis of A List, Are You On It? She's also the co-author of Foodie and the Beast on 1500 AM. How are you?
I'm great. So National Hot Chocolate Day was on Thursday, and given how cold it is outside, I thought what better way to warm up than with a nice hot mug of hot chocolate. And some of the area restaurants are doing really fun and tasty things. So down at Bourbon Steak, Mixmaster Dwayne Silvestri, he's designed this sort of chocolatey liquid that is hot really in more ways than one. So he steams cocoa, dark chocolate, and caramel with half and half. So this is a really rich concoction, and no whipped cream here. They top it with a house-made marshmallow, and given that this is Bourbon Steak and it's served at the bar, if you want to make an adult version, I am sure Dwayne will be more than happy to comply with that.
Nice.
Now, over at Blue Duck Tavern, pastry chef, Peter Brett, he is doing a mix of semi-sweet chocolate with a very high concentration of cocoa butter. So it's going to be nice and rich. He uses whole milk and a pinch of cocoa powder with also a pinch of sugar. It comes in a coffee pot. So you get a nice big pot of it. And whipped cream is available on request. Now, I love this. Gina Tercervani at her new soda shop in Union Market. It's called Buffalo and Bergen. She is whipping up something called the steamer. So the steamer is when steaming hot milk is poured over a scoop of ice cream. How bad can this be?
Oh,
so
wow.
She does a chocolate and chocolate version and a dulce de leche version. And every steamer that you order is served with, they take trickling springs, heavy cream, and they shake it. And they put that on top. So it's like a loose whipped cream. So tasty, so delicious. Of course, you could not talk about a hot chocolate without mentioning Buzz Bakery. The team behind pastry chef Tiffany McIsaac are putting together a blend of melted milk and semi-sweet chocolate mixed with whole milk, a little bit of simple syrup, and this is topped with one of Tiffany's marshmallows. She does mint marshmallows and vanilla bean marshmallows, and they're big and billowy and delicious. And the last place I'm going to send you to is Batango Gelato. I know that's gelato, but they do hot chocolate. And what I love, it's espresso style. So if you think of a shot of espresso, that's what you get there. So it's this real delicious, intense shot of hot chocolate. So it's just a quick gulp, and there you go.
Now, what's the range in price for a cup of this hot chocolate?
They're all different. I mean, you know, anywhere from $5, $3. It really depends where you're getting it and where. And this is all very quality chocolate that we're talking about. And
sounds
people,
like it.
You know, they're taking their time to put these drinks together just as they would for a cocktail or something of that nature. So you should think about it that way.
All right. Thank you so much. Nikki Nellis from The List, Are You On It? She's also the co-anchor of Foodie and the Beast, which airs Sundays at 10 on 1500 AM. That's 10 AM. And you can also see everything that we've been talking about and read about it at WTOP.com. Search The List.